Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's talk Southern Miss athletics. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour on the Super Talk Mississippi Radio Network. Glad you're tuned in. We're broadcasting today from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Getty, Kelly Center, and Andrew Abity, who we really respect because Andrew's playing hurt. Andrew came into the game even though he's injured today.
I need a medical red shirt or something right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you could earn one. Andrew has some eye issues, but doesn't
Andrew file for a waiver and get your 6th, 7th, 8th year maybe.
Well, you know, Jay, there's some guys I think from around here who might be trying to do that.
Isn't that the truth? Wow.
Hey, we're happy to have basketball coach Jay Ladner back on the Eagle Hour, great friend of ours, and a guy we always enjoy talking to. Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to take your family tonight for a wonderful meal. All right, Coach Ladner back on the show. And, Coach, we haven't heard from you much since the end of basketball season, but lots of things to update. First and foremost, Juan Cardona, who's been a big part of your program over the past few years, gone. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, you know, of course, Juan's great friend, more than just a coach on a staff, like I said, someone that we're really close to, he and his family. But he got a great opportunity to go to Puerto Rico. Basketball, y'all, in Puerto Rico is a huge deal. I thought that soccer, you know, would be kind of like the headline sport there. Juan says no. It's basketball and baseball. And they have a great professional basketball league, and he's been a part over the last couple of summers. He's one year kind of worked as a volunteer assistant during a break. Last year he was an interim coach for a few weeks during one of our breaks, and then this year one of the clubs down there offered him their head position. So as soon as our season was over with, Juan packed his clothes up and said goodbye. And again, very thankful for what Juan did for our program.
I got to believe that was kind of an emotional goodbye, Coach.
It really was. And both sides and both of us agreed that we're going to, you know, some tears, I think, both ways. And begin somebody that was way more than just a coaching colleague, but was a great friend. And, of course, we're responsible for bringing a couple of great players to us, Felipe Haas and, of course, Nefta Alvarez. Those guys would never have been at Southern Miss if it wasn't for Juan. So eternally grateful for what he did for our program, and we both left it that we may be that we hopefully work together again someday.
And then Nick Williams, I mean, it was reported earlier last week, heading to McNeese State. Of course, he brings in Austin Crowley. I mean, I'm sure you can confirm that. And then also notably, Jeffrey Armstrong joining the McNeese State staff as well.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about Nick as well. You know, there's another person, and, you know, some tears shed there too, to be honest with you. And that became official yesterday, Andrew. It leaked out last week into some press, but a guy kind of took a little bit of liberty with his name being considered and started putting two and two together. Like sometimes some of the journalists, not you, Andrew, but some journalists will take a little bit of liberty with that, and they'll try to say, all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction. Of course, in this case, it came true, but it wasn't official last week when it got leaked to the national media. But, of course, Nick, stand-up guy, I think a really, really great future head coach somewhere. He's just got that it factor. But he, you mentioned where we mentioned Felipe earlier, and of course, in the same breath, I would mention that Nick was, of course, responsible for bringing Austin Crowley to us on our championship team 2 years ago. So, you know, both of those guys have moved on to great opportunities. Nick, you know, with Bill Armstrong as the new coach at McNeese, of course, we all saw what McNeese has done, and maybe we can people that listen to it will realize maybe that investment in basketball, which just really, really has an opportunity to pay off the return on investing in men's basketball because of the NCAA basketball tournament is an opportunity to be huge. Well, McNeese figured that out a couple of years ago when they hired Will Wade and invested in NIL and facilities. They got a great facility there. Y'all may not know this, but in the Southland Conference, their facility is so nice, they host the conference tournaments are held there every year. So not only do they have a kind of a leg up on all the other schools in the Southland Conference, they also play it at their in Lake Charles in their home arena. So they got a great advantage, but of course they go to the NCAA. And I saw, and I'll come back to Nick, but I saw on the their president the other day on the broadcast, the McNeese State game broadcast, that them playing in the NCAA tournament, they've estimated that it was worth over $50 million, not just what they made from playing in the tournament for two rounds, which was probably around $12 to $14 million once it's all settled out. That's direct cash. But what they got in national exposure, which you really can't put a price tag on it. And but anyway, back with Nick. So he gets a chance to reunite with one of his former college coaches, Bill Armstrong, who's been at LSU. He was just on Baylor staff to keep that going down there. And I know it was a tough decision on him because he and I had several even came to the house, and we sat there and hashed it out. And of course, he'll have an opportunity, have some longevity there. You know, we're going to be approaching a year that is going to be a make or break year for us. And, you know, you certainly can't blame him to go there. You're going to make more money, be there longer, and you're going to be there with somebody that you've had a very, very close personal relationship with for a long time. So, anyway, best of luck to Nick. Again, I wouldn't be here talking today if it wasn't for Felipe Haas and Austin Crowley, as well as some of those other players on that team, DeAndre Pinkney and so forth. But with that being said, we wouldn't have those guys if it wasn't for Juan and for Nick. So those are big losses, but sometimes with losses you also get great opportunity. And hopefully I can come on here next week and announce at least one of our staff members that's going to be joining us. I think it's going to be a great hit and a home run hire for us.
Yeah, Jay, I was going to ask. I mean, you lose two of your – I'd say arguably two of your three key assistants, and then you've got at least more than half of your roster to replace. I was going to ask you, where do you start? I mean, how do you start rebuilding? I mean, it feels a little similar to a couple years ago, but this is different with guys moving on different things. Your roster, of course, most of those guys graduate. I know you got a couple guys in the portal, but I mean, that's kind of expected at this point. Just where is square one right now?
Yeah, it's a great point. It's very similar. You know, 2 years ago, of course, we had a lot of guys that hit the portal on there. You know, that were maybe returning players with some numbers. This year, much different. Most of our guys that are in the portal. I mean, excuse me. Most of our guys that are not returning, of course, are guys that are out of eligibility. And but there were a few guys in the portal. Portal works both ways. Sometimes we say and sometimes they say, and you know, some of them just needed a better opportunity to go get some more playing time. And one thing I think that they would all tell you, whether they like this or not, is we try to be very transparent with them and honest, because I think that's right by them at the end of the season concerning what their prospects for playing time may be moving forward. And of course, where we have to be too as well to be in the top of the league, which is if we don't do that, to me, I think it's a abysmal failure if we don't finish, you know, in the top three or four in the league. So that's kind of where that stands, Andrew. So yeah, we've got to. So where to start? I think when you're constructing a team, well, let me just say this. It's all over the country, and I think, I don't know if our fan base understands this yet, but every year it's probably going to be, until the NCAA puts some type of boundaries and maybe signs contracts, collective bargaining, I don't know what they're going to do, but they've got to do something, because it's not just here. It's every, all the Power Fives, the our league. Until they do that, the way I look at it, we're going to have to put a whole new team, I say a whole new team, mostly a new team on the floor every single year. Because I'm going to give you an example of this. Troy won our league this year.
I'll tell you what, Coach, hold that thought. We're about to hit a hard break here, and I do want you to make that observation. You told me that before we went on the air. It's stunning.
We'll start off with that, Bob, if you want to.
It's stunning. We're talking to head basketball coach Jay Ladner about the world of college basketball and, of course, his Golden Eagle program. We'll be right back. More with Coach right after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the show, campusbookmart.net. Also, want to thank our friends at Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. Check out their Facebook page and enjoy a great Mobay Beignet dessert this weekend. It would be a treat that we guarantee you will like. All right, let's get back to our conversation with basketball coach Jay Ladner. I want to get Kelly involved in here. He's got some questions for you, Coach. But first, I want you to tell our listeners what you told me about how incredibly destructive the transfer portal has become, and you use Troy as an example.
Yeah, it is. It's an insane world. Get any Division I coach on here, and they're and just kind of prime them just a little bit. Coach, what do you think about the transfer portal? And you'll have as much content as you'll ever want on your shows for months. You know, it's just such a sore subject with everybody. A lot of your more experienced coaches and coaches that have been in a financial position to retire, they're, you know, of course, getting out. But and I think it's that special coach. I'm not saying that in any way. The one that can keep things together and manage a player. One of them's getting 100,000 NIL. The other one's getting 400. This one's getting 50, and this one's getting nothing. And that can manage all that. And here's a great example of the world that we live in, and especially at the mid-major level and the Sun Belt Conference level. Every single player in the league across the board that is any type of all-league player, the player of the year in the league, every single one of those players have been poached. There's not one single player on any team that had any consequence that is returning for next year. And then, of course, a couple of the coaches, Brian Hodgson, who's a great friend of mine at Arkansas State, South Florida, Darren Kyle, every single one of their returning players left. They have zero players on their roster at this point. So, but here's the Scott Cross is the head coach at Troy, does a great job, phenomenal coach, phenomenal person, runs a great program over at Troy. They win the league. He's got the player and give a pretty good account of themselves against Kentucky in the NCAA. So they have taken Conaway the league, the Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year, Miles Rigsby. So they had the player of the year, first team all league player, their starting center, and a third team all conference player. They have four of their starting five back. One of them, of course, had exhausted his eligibility, but they have four of their starting five back, and they lose at 8 o'clock on Monday morning when the transfer portal opened last week. All four of those guys were in the portal, which meant they had applied for the portal 48 hours earlier than that. So by 5 o'clock on Friday, they were already in the portal. And it became official on Monday morning. So what do you do? I mean, here's a coach that should be having back-to-back possible league championships, would have great experience back, great talented players, and every single one of those players are gone. And they left on their own accord because of NIL. So it's not the world that we all knew. I had a friend that's a high level athletic administrator at LSU. He put it from Hattiesburg. He and I grew up together, played at Oak Grove together, grew up playing ball together. He called me the other day. We talk a lot, and he said, Jay, the days of Southern Miss is the Reggie Colliers, the Brett Favre's, the Clarence Weatherspoons of being at USM are over. And I said, oh, what do you mean? I said, we still kind of get those guys. He said, that's not what I mean. He said, when they get there, and it's the minute they begin to show promise, they're gone. And he made a great point. So that's scary to me that we're that legacy, that incredible athletic tradition that Southern Miss has, and he made sense, though, if you think about it, is going to be tainted. I talked to Casey Fisher all the time that I played with, and I told Casey, I said, Casey, if you and John White, Randolph Keys, Derek Hamilton came along these days, if y'all would have never been here past your sophomore years, and it's not you. Who could blame them with the money that's getting thrown around out there? I mean, $500,000, $750,000. Here's another example. So we bring a kid in 2 years ago, take him to the right field roost. He's loved. We get him almost flipped from Virginia Tech. Big bodied, 6'9". Well, he transfers eventually from Virginia Tech to George Mason. This past year, he averages 14 a game for a pretty good George Mason team. So I'm thinking, hey, we got a great relationship with this kid. We stayed in touch with him. Had a super time here. We took him out on his visit, like we do a lot of times, out in the right field roost during a baseball weekend. And I mean, he was loving Southern Miss. We just couldn't quite get it done when it came to the NIL stuff. Like I said, ended up signing with Virginia Tech, transferred to George Mason, 14 a game. So we call him, and I almost mentioned his name, but that wouldn't be right if I did that. But anybody could look this up. Look up a big kid that averaged 14 a game. You'll see who I'm talking about. So we call him, and not only do we not able to talk to him, we have to talk to his agent. And his agent tells us, that his NIL, we can't even begin talking to him unless we were committed to paying $500,000 a year. Now, yeah. Well, that is beyond insane.
Yeah.
And but that's a true story just from last week. Well, I could give you a lot more, but those are a few examples of the world we're living in.
And I do hear, Coach, that Marshall lost a lot of their football players.
Yep. I've heard that.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, you know, I've heard that. I don't know. I don't know if I can verify. I heard that he's a pretty good quarterback. But I may have transferred somewhere. But that's it's not. I'm only speaking, of course, from my in my lens. But it happens especially in football and basketball. And again, it just roll all these horror stories, I see as horror stories. The player, and of course, their family are good, but where does academics come in? That's another thing. How can a player play four? I don't know how they can go four different years in four different schools and continue to be eligible
and have their credits transfer and all that sort of thing.
And because you're supposed to have a percentage of degree. As you move to each year to stay eligible, and I know that all hours don't transfer.
Right.
And it's a crazy world we're living in.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I was just going to ask, so who do we have right now, Coach Ladner, on the roster? Who do we have?
The players that we have brought back, and of course, we've got a commitment from a young man that this – past Monday from across town. Y'all may can figure out who that is. I can't comment by name because he hasn't matriculated through compliance yet, and our signing day is not until a couple of weeks. But certainly committed. Last two years had 23 and 27 against us. So again, that's another name you could look up.
Now, can we say that name? Or I know you can't, but can we?
You can say it. I just can't. I can't deny or confirm.
I'm guessing it's Dylan Brumfield from William Carey. Would be my guess. But go ahead.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, just who have you retained on your roster right now?
All right, on our roster that we have coming back, we have, of course, Tegra Izay will be back. Daylon Brandon was another young man that was on our roster last year, a forward that tore his Achilles. Jet Montgomery and Brewer Carruth. Those are the four guys that are returning from last year's roster. And of course, we signed L.J. Hackman from Jones Junior College. He was a Mississippi Junior College Player of the Year from Jones and led him to the national tournament. So those are our five guys that we have signed at the moment. Of course, we've got a lot of guys have come in. I somewhat referred to one that's committed. I just can't say his name. And then, which is ridiculous anyway, isn't it?
Right.
With all this other stuff going on that you can't do that.
But you say one of the assistant coach hires might be a noteworthy.
Is it safe to assume that? And this would be the same with Cardone and Williams. If you bring in certain assistants, they're going to have certain players with them as well at this point.
I don't mind sharing this at all. And of course, my phone, y'all, one of the worst things about coaching in Division I is when those jobs, even though it's incredible stress, they're a year-to-year job. They don't sign multi-year contracts. They work huge numbers of hours every week. I mean, they work their tails off. But it's amazing how many young men want to get those jobs. And so they're very highly sought after. So one of the worst things for me is as soon as we have an open and it becomes public, the massive amount of phone calls. And let's just say, Andrew, you wanted the job. And then you got Bob and Kelly. You would get them to call on your behalf because you think they may know me.
You there, Coach? I think we lost him. We're going to reconnect and come right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to the show. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment. And starting this weekend at 8 o'clock, live music.
We've been talking about this for the past week or so.
4th Street Bar and Grill. And Kelly will be wearing white go-go boots and dancing like Goldie Hawn used to dance in the...
Boy, Bob, Goldie
Stop
Hawn.
Putting these images in the listeners' heads, Bob, please.
Although Goldie Hawn is not a bad image, though.
No,
Andrew.
Goldie Hawn's a fine image.
You in white go-go boots.
No, me in white go-go boots.
Coach, would you rather see Goldie Hawn dancing in white go-go boots or Kelly?
Is that even a question?
I think he said earlier he can neither confirm nor deny. You know?
No, I'll confirm that one.
Actually, I'm in a band called Going Nowhere, and I think, like I said, we're going
to
play there.
Hey, also, real quick, before we get back to Coach, we'll keep you stay informed. You go to the Pine Belt News. It's your go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area. You can also explore their new publication or their other publication, Signature Magazine. It's just $35 a year. Or $55 annually if you live outside of Forest and Lamar counties. And I know that Coach Jay Ladner will reinforce what I'm about to say. You can read the really good sports writing of Andrew Abbott. And Andrew does a great job. That's why we ask him to be a part of this show. So, Kelly.
I want to comment about Andrew. Here's the only thing that I'll say about Andrew. Andrew is fair and balanced. He is a throwback journalist. I don't expect him to be a Jay Ladner fan, but also don't expect him to be a Jay Ladner critic. Criticize me when I need to be criticized, and if we do something good, that's what he does. He's fair and balanced. I can certainly take the criticism, and I will take any criticism that I'm deserving of. I'll take it when I'm not deserving of it. It doesn't matter, but he's fair and balanced, and there's not many of those type of journalists left. And I've told Andrew this in private, that I appreciate his balance in covering Southern Miss basketball. Well, Andrew, I do appreciate that.
I appreciate that, Jay. Just tell your friends over there about that.
Coach, that's why he's making six figures here on the
He needs to. Whatever he makes, he needs to make
hundreds.
If you include the two decimal points.
Get him in the transfer portal.
Yes.
Well, I have to be a fan of Jay Ladner's because he's got photographs of me in compromising situations up at the NIT in New York. So,
Jay, go ahead.
Time frame now, Coach, is to and what sort of players are you trying to get? You in this world we live in now, you have to change your coaching style kind of athletes you have. So, what type of athletes are you trying to get?
All right. Here's I'm glad you brought this because I've had to pivot. You know, there was one time that I would have been. I mean, we would have in the transfer portal. All we would have been looking at is maybe guys that were at Ole Miss or Mississippi State or LSU, and maybe they were just not quite, you know, their level, and they had an opportunity to an Austin Crowley model, right? But it's become so cost ineffective, and where we just cost prohibitive.
Right.
Let me put it that way, cost prohibitive for us to get into that space and at that level, and it's unbelievable what some schools have in their NIL budgets compared to us. But again, I'm not going to accept that as an excuse why we can't be successful. So you're going to see a lot, and you're seeing it in other places too. Don't just say, well, they've got this one innovative way that they're doing it. But you're seeing a lot of schools at our level pivoting and beginning to look down like the Power Fives look at us when somebody does really well. Hey, let's get that guy from Southern Miss. And of course, we're now looking at maybe guys that are in the portal from lower Division I, but also NAI and Division II. I mentioned an NAI player that's already committed to us. So you're going to see kind of a mix of those guys because there are some very, very talented, especially guards, at the NAI and D2 levels that are certainly good enough. South Alabama's had a couple over the last couple of years that have been NAI D2 level. And so when you can't, and they don't demand, it's not that they're not worth it, they just don't demand as much because they're not used to getting anything. And then you'll see a heavier concentration on junior college players. Unfortunately, you're going to see a lot less concentration, not just from Southern Miss, but across the board on high school players. There was a graphic the other day of Auburn. Of course, Auburn's in the Final Four. I'm headed out to San Antonio later this afternoon, flying out later this afternoon. Auburn starting five, two 23-year-olds, two 24-year-olds, and a 25-year-old. And used to 22 years old would have been an old player. So now you have two 23s, two 24s, and a 25. That's Auburn starting five, and that would probably be pretty standard across the Power Five level. So that's what we're doing. That's our model, Kelly. That's our strategy, and you'll see that in our as our signing class begins to take a hold here in the next couple of weeks when as approaching signing day. You're going to see our signing class reflect that.
Jay, let me ask you this, and I'm not sure how much you can speak on this, but in terms of just the NIL money budget, how much you can share, where do you feel like it's at, and what would be the ideal scenario as to be one of those top teams in the Sun Belt? Yeah. You know, what's a school that's kind of doing it right, and what would it take for you guys to kind of get there money-wise?
Yeah, all right. Well, I think that most people would agree that the Sun Belt Conference, all right, I'm going to use McNeese State again because, of course, we've played them the last couple of years. They just have two great years in a row. Will Wade goes to NC State. They just hired Bill Armstrong. They got one of our former players, Jeff Armstrong, going with him, his cousin, and then they just hired away one of our coaches who has done a great job for us. They have, and this is not hearsay, this is straight from Bill Armstrong's mouth, their coach, their NIL budget is $1.5 million. And that's in the Southland Conference. Most people would say that the Sun Belt Conference is a stronger, and it is, it's a stronger conference overall than what McNeese in the Southland Conference. Of course, I've coached in the Southland Conference at Southeastern Louisiana. And so our NIL budget is certainly not near that. We're working every day. If anyone out there is listening to this and they want to help Southern Miss basketball and they would be willing to donate to our NIL budget, my goal is to get our NIL I wish I could get it to about 400,000. I really feel like that we could be really, really competitive at that number. We were not close to that number last year, but we're working hard to do it this year and being creative in ways that we can raise money, because I don't think it's sustainable for football at Southern Miss, baseball, men's basketball to constantly be asking the same people over and over year in, year out. And then when you come off of a year like we had last year, which was unacceptable, it's harder then to raise it. And so we've got to have some creative ways. We do have creative ways. We've got great administration that are helping us work on some great ideas. Have a big meeting next Wednesday with our administration on some ideas and things that we can do to help raise money for our NIL budget. So I'm thankful for that. But that's where I think we have to be. We're not there at the moment that we speak, but we're working. I spend just as much time doing that as I do recruiting, because that is recruiting now. Hey, you can't even talk to even guys that are coming from NAI. There's a young man that we're recruiting from up north, great player, average 20-something a game, NAI player, big, one of the best players in NAI, about 6'3 guard, can really, really shoot it, Midwestern player. And he, it starts, I mentioned that a while ago about the kid that, the big kid was 500,000. I mean, even he's starting at 50, and he's got an agent too. These agents, of course, more money they make by the bigger the contract is, so to speak. So it's just a crazy world that we're living in with all this stuff, and sometimes it's that part of it is not very fun. The fun part though is relationship with the players once you get them, and the coaching, and that has not changed. And but we got to play this other game to get to that point and to help us win. So if there's anybody out there listening, please get in touch with me. I'm easy to get in touch with. and say, Coach, I want to help and make a tax deductible donation to the USM Foundation or to the Top Collective, and that'll help us go find some players.
All right, Coach, we really do appreciate you visiting with us so long. We don't normally keep guests this long, but with you, we always make an exception. And it was great to catch up with you and get our listeners up to date on basketball. We'll look forward to having you on real soon again.
Hopefully y'all have me on in a couple of weeks, and we'll have a little more to talk about specifically with recruits, maybe after signing day, and then with our coaching staff. And right. And I certainly wouldn't mind jumping on next week. I think you'll see an announcement coming next week. On an exciting staff member that's going to be joining our staff.
All right, Coach, we'll be in touch. Thank you, Coach Jay Ladner, everybody.
Thank y'all.
Head basketball coach at Southern Miss. No problem filling three segments with Coach Ladner.
There is a lot to talk about.
No, there
this
was
time
a lot
here.
To talk about. I think it was good to get it all there.
A lot to talk about is an understatement with everything. And there's we could probably spend 2 hours on this, honestly.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, check out MCS Home Center out in Bellevue, Highway 98 West, a brand new state-of-the-art facility, everything for your home, your lawn, your garden. Great local people running the place, eager to serve you, the paint store, flooring, carpet, you name it. MCS Home Center, Bellevue on Highway 98 West. And I want to thank our good friends at DBAT for their sponsorship of our show. Great place to take your children for baseball and softball training. I keep saying it, but we got to get Luke Reynolds on the show. He was a great, great player here. And
I was just going to ask you that. We keep saying that.
Well, we're going to do it. Okay. We're going to do it. And don't forget about our podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or YouTube. All right, guys, I want to take this last few minutes to kind of think back to what we just heard, the extensive interview with Jay Ladner. And I think probably, Andrew, about the first public remarks he's made since the end of basketball season.
Yeah, you're correct. The first ones that I know of, at least, since the...
All right, so what was the big thing you took out of the interview?
I think the two biggest things is, number one, I did not realize how low the NIL budget was. I would have thought they were in the neighborhood of 300 to 400, and according to Jay, they're nowhere near that. I think that was kind of interesting. And I do kind of agree with the concept of pivoting away and picking up proven players from lower levels. Obviously, Southern Miss Baseball has done it. It's worked for them. Charles Huff is doing a similar model at football. It worked for him at Marshall. You hope it'd be the same here, but right. I mean, that's going to be the model. It's the cycle of poaching from the way it seems.
And if it does wind up being Dylan Brumfield, for example, from William Carey, which Coach Ladner cannot confirm nor deny, that's exactly what you're talking about, a proven player. Now, that particular player, if it comes to fruition, he's from the Hattiesburg area. That that certainly doesn't hurt any.
Yeah.
But that's, to Andrew's point, those are the type of guys you're looking at.
Yeah.
Here's what struck me is he made a couple of comments during the interview about it's a do-or-die season and that he couldn't blame his assistant coach for leaving because the longevity there could be longer next year wasn't.
He's going to make more money at McNeese State, obviously.
Yeah, that's why you go.
Well, and we had mentioned about the McNeese State. They run the table in the Southland financially and in terms of having the biggest, you know, the biggest say in what happens in the Southland. So, I mean, I understood that. I just didn't realize that they're now sitting with over $1 million in NIL. I mean, just think of that for the players, and I'm sure the coaches are easily getting overpaid as compared to here.
And you can say what you want about Jay Ladner, but he's always been very forthcoming. Yeah. He doesn't live in a cave. He knows that he's had one winning season in his tenure here, and it's got to get done next year. And people will say, well, they didn't have, you know, it should have happened this year, but they didn't have the money to buy him out. Whatever. You can talk about all that you want. But if it doesn't happen next year, then that's one less year you would have to buy out. If that's putting the cart way
ahead
of the horse.
I'll say this, and as much as I like Jay, I didn't understand giving him a max extension. I believed he deserved an extension at the time. I just didn't understand doing 4 years. That didn't make sense to me.
You and I agree, too, that he shouldn't have been let go this year.
I agree with that, too. Yeah. I mean, you look at the last 2 years, and I've said this before, first 2 years are not Jay's fault. You had COVID, and you were coming off of sanctions. I mean, that turned into the other. So I look at it as, okay, you won the Sun Belt. You went 500 last year while having a heart attack and winning a top 25 game. Yes, this was a bad year. It's 100% on Jay. And, you know, that's going to happen. That's why I think next year's the make or break. And if it's the break, then you're going to pay a $200K-ish buyout, which isn't terrible.
And something else that I unpacked from it is that the, for lack of a better term, the Latin American experiment,
right,
it just didn't pan out long term.
It's over.
Yeah, I mean, if what sucks is because I thought Cardona was going to bring in some very good high school signees, and I guess that Miami prep pipeline is now gone because it had worked out for them the past couple years at least.
And the thing about Cardona too, and you talk to different people who have been in Juan Cardona's circle, he really took it hard and personally that the whole Curbelo thing came out, because that was something that Jay Ladner was not really sold on, was to sign Curbelo out of the University of Illinois, obviously with a lot of the emotional baggage that came along with him. It was Jay's ultimate decision, mm-hmm. but Cardona took it really, he thought for sure that Curbelo would be the man that would fit here, and when it didn't happen like Cardona thought it would, he took the responsibility for it, and I think that was part of the reason too that he was moving on. He just couldn't seem to get over that it didn't work.
What else kind of just stunned me, and I should not be surprised by this, but for example, the entire starting team for Troy enters the portal and wants to leave. They're money shopping, aren't they, Andrew?
Well, I mean, that's the new day and age, and like, look, you're gonna have to. What's hard about what Jay has to do now is it's one thing to lose half your roster. I mean, that's the new world. That's what it is. But when you lose the assistant coaches with it, that's when it becomes harder. And I think, and he hit, you know, I'll say this, Jay hit home runs when he hired Juan and Nick at the time. The Sun Belt title proves it. But he's going to have to do it again. And he's going to have to revamp
exactly
things.
Right. Yeah.
Here's two other things to think about. Juan Cardona, his defense is going to be missed. And, you know, it was a little rough to start last year, but they turned it around. And that was the only thing that kept them alive. Nick Williams has been a key piece in finding some of their best scorers the past few years. I mean, those are big losses for them in the recruiting trails.
Interesting conversation today with Jay Ladner. And we appreciate very much him coming on the show and making this the first place he's really come to since the season ended.
Tomorrow, one of the people scheduled is the voice of the Marshall Thundering Herd, Steve Cotton, supposed to be on the show tomorrow.
Find out about weather and all things back to baseball tomorrow. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid?
Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.